The NFL world is sort of focused on the suburbs of Cleveland this week for the NFL Rookie Symposium. Draft picks from every team in the NFL will arrive in Aurora, Ohio over the next few days. The NFC rookies are there right now. The AFC rookies, including the Bills, arrive there tomorrow and stay there through Saturday for the NFL Rookie Symposium. On the line with us now, one of Buffalo's rookies, the third-round draft pick from Louisville, linebacker Preston Brown joins us. Preston, thanks for being on the air with us tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
The 17th Rookie Symposium in the NFL, obviously your first. Tell me about this. What have they told you? What do you expect this week at the symposium outside Cleveland?
They just told us to be ready to get a lot of info and just take it all in. We're going to hear from a lot of great speakers out here, so just go in there with open mind and try to learn as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you saw probably some of the names, Eddie George, LeVar Arrington, Chris Carter, Warwick Dunn. There's some big-name guys there, Warren Sapp, including current players, Tyrann Mathieu of the Arizona Cardinals, Bears guard Kyle Long. Both current and former players are there. Do players get excited to see stars like that, do you think, Preston? I mean, will you be excited to see some of those big names?
Oh, yeah, of course I'll be excited. I mean, just growing up being a football fan, seeing those guys on TV as a young kid, wanting to be like them and now being in their same situation is going to be great and try to get as much info as I can from those guys.
Hey, Preston, last week we had one of the organizers from the league on the show telling us in part about the Rookie Symposium. And she said one of the things they focus on with the rookies is teaching them a little bit about NFL history. I'm not going to quiz you. But do you know much NFL history? I mean, have you followed the game and know, a little bit about the history of the game?
I know a little bit. I mean, my dad, he's a real NFL historian kind of guy. Always been into that. But I know a little bit here and there. I mean, just being around him, I always had to watch and really took it in.
Were you a Bengals fan growing up?
Oh, yeah, I was growing up, yeah.
And you had some good seasons there the last few years. They were a fun team to follow in recent years, I would think, down there in Cincinnati, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, recently, yeah.
Preston Brown, Bills linebacker on the line with us, Buffalo's third-round pick out of Louisville, native of Cincinnati. They're also, they say, at the symposium, Preston, this week, going to talk to the rookies about wellness. How important do you think that is? Do you have, like, questions you want to know about keeping yourself fit and keeping yourself healthy so you can enjoy a long and productive NFL career?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's something I really want to get answered. Coming from guys who played 10, 12, 15 years in the league, I want to know how they kept their body to maintain the hits and the physicality of such a physical game. So that's one of the biggest things you got to learn from those guys is how they were able to maintain themselves over those years.
What do you think the secret of that might be? I mean, what kind of answers do you think you'll get to that question?
I'm sure it has to do something with just eating right. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. When you put in your body, it helps you perform out there. So, and just their off-season regimens, what they do in this break, in this 4 to 6 week period between mini camp to the real camp, when it starts going, what are they doing to prepare themselves before camp? So just learn anything I can and try to get better.
My understanding of the symposium also, Preston, and this probably seems a long way off since you're just getting started in your NFL career, but my understanding is they also talk a little bit about life after football. Here you are going into your first training camp in a month or so. Have you thought at all about life after football? Is that something that rookies even consider at this point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've thought about this ever since I was a young kid. I mean, I want to play. Then I told Coach Strong I was going to be his strength coach after I'm done with this. So that's my plan after football.
Did Coach Strong offer you the job?
He didn't offer me the job, yeah, because he has a pretty good one now. But I'll be an assistant or whatever I can do to be around football.
And the other thing I guess they talk about, and it's pretty important these days in the NFL, is workplace conduct and having the proper atmosphere about the locker room. How much of that sort of training do you get in college football, Preston, and how much do they talk about that in college?
Mm-hmm. With our coaching staff in college, I mean, we talked about it a lot, just the locker room, how do you maintain yourself around the building. We really, really took that in because when we first got there, guys were kind of stealing and doing things like that, but we really came more of a family kind of atmosphere down there in Louisville, so guys could leave their lockers open, leave phones out, stuff. So just little manners here and there that you might not think about, but just locker room and how you carry yourself around the building. The
NFL is real sensitive about this because of what went on in Miami last year. Have you ever witnessed any, like, over-the-top bullying or anything like that in your football career?
Not me personally. I've never witnessed anything like that, but I know it goes on. But I hear that they're cutting down on it, and the guys are getting more mature and just getting better about that. So I think it's coming to an end now.
Preston Brown, Bills linebacker, on the line with us, getting set to go to the NFL Rookie Symposium the next few days. It'll be arriving outside Cleveland tomorrow to start it. I wonder, Preston, how much of these issues have you already discussed in the weeks that you've been here with the Buffalo Bills, drafted, almost 6-7 weeks ago now by the Buffalo Bills? Have they touched on some of these issues already before you get with their other draft picks from around the league?
Oh, yes. We had rookie meetings basically every day after practices, getting the basic info about the NFL and talking about the bullying and just money, financial planning, and everything you can think of under the sun. We had meetings about everything just to better ourselves and get as much info as we can as we continue our careers.
And are most players interested in that, or do they view that as just a chore? Let's get this over so I can get onto the football.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the biggest parts of it. So, I mean, I think most of the guys are really taking this seriously and taking it in. And just, like I said, just trying to get as much info as possible and try to better themselves.
Hey, Preston, you're coming off, a pretty whirlwind period here. The draft was May 8th, you got drafted, I believe, on May 9th, that Saturday, and then the rookie minicamp was just a week or so later. And since then, since the rookie minicamp, May 17th, you've really been busy here at One Bills Drive. Do you feel like your head is spinning since mid-May?
It's really just been fun. I've been taking it all in every day ever since, after our bowl game, just going through all these East-West games and going to the combine. It's really been a great experience so far. Now, to start my NFL career out there with the veterans now in minicamp, it was really a great experience to get out there with those guys and just have some fun.
How much different did things change from the rookie camp to the OTAs to the minicamp last week? There was no contact, obviously, which is going to be a big part of your game. But did you feel that it got more intense as the thing built up towards last week's minicamp?
Oh, yeah. You could feel it turning up every day. I mean, throughout OTAs, you could see it building and building, but with those last couple of days of minicamps, guys are kind of getting a little restless that they couldn't hit each other. So you can see it coming out in each other's eyes and how they were just flying around a lot more. So it was starting to get a lot more fun. I mean, you can tell camp is going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the same thing. Those last few days of the minicamp, there were like 2-minute drills and red zone, and all of a sudden it got pretty competitive. Even though nobody was hitting, it got pretty competitive. That had to be kind of fun to end it like that, I would think.
Yeah, it was fun to be a part of that, just see everybody getting fired up and ready to go at each other. I mean, just a competitive spirit, just going to make each other better every day.
Preston, you got to be fairly happy, I would think, with the way the minicamp went for you, the OTAs and minicamp, because you pretty much were lined up as the second team middle linebacker after Brandon Spikes, and you even got some run with the number ones with the first team, didn't you?
Yes.
Tell me about that experience, what you learned from that, and did you feel like, were you surprised that you got that much that many snaps in the OTAs and minicamp?
Well, I guess I was surprised. I mean, coming in, I was the third team, just the rookie guy, so I mean, I was just trying to learn every day from Spikes. I mean, I got a great guy in front of me that I can learn from every day, so when coach throws me out there to get an opportunity to play, I was just trying to show the coaches that they can have faith in me to go out there and make some plays. So that was really my main goal throughout minicamp.
As the middle linebacker, the Mike linebacker, you were calling the defensive signals also, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How difficult was that for you?
That probably was the easiest part. I mean, I've been doing that for the last couple of years at Louisville, and it's kind of really the same kind of system that we ran back at school. So just learning a new language, that was the biggest thing. But once I get it, I'm just out there having fun, telling guys what to do.
I saw Coach Schwartz signaling in place, but did they use the helmet headset as well to call in the defensive signals, or was it all hand signals?
Oh, it's all hand signals right now.
Eventually they can put the earpiece in your helmet, right, and they'll call them in via the radio, I would think, right?
Yeah, but now he said we're just doing that just in case for the no huddle and all the other situations we get.
Yep. The other thing, Preston, you got a lot of run with the package defenses, the dime defense. You were out there a lot. Are you used to that playing in three-down situations, third-down situations?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last 3 years, I was playing nickel and dime and all our joker package that we had back at school. So I have fun in those packages because that's when you get to, you know, the pass and the ball. So that's the opportunity to get a hand on the ball or get after the quarterback. So that's probably the most fun for me, being out there on third down.
Do you feel that people want to pigeonhole you as just a run stuffer, that maybe you have more to offer than just, first and second down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I read all articles and just say I'm just a two-down thumper. So, that I mean, that's just more motivation to me. Just know I've been out there playing the pads since I was 6 years old, so I have fun playing the pads.
A couple of weeks ago, right around Father's Day, Preston, our man Chris Brown wrote a great story for the website, BuffaloBills.com, about you and the relationship with your father, who wound up as your coach in high school in Cincinnati, right? What was that like? How did you like that?
Oh, I loved being with my dad my senior year of high school. I mean, he started coaching me when I was around 6 years old, playing Little League, and ever since then we kind of just had that great bond about football. We could talk about it all day. So, I mean, it was a great story, and I was proud to read it with my dad.
I think in Chris's story, he talked about how when you were a little kid, your dad would bring, you know, game film home and watch game film, I believe, in the basement of your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Were you sitting there with him, watching it with him?
Yeah, I'll sit down and watch him because he was a Cincinnati public coach, so he'd be down there trying to break down film, and I'll have a little notebook or something, writing stuff down and not knowing what I was writing, but I'm just sitting down there with my dad, spending time with him, and he was teaching me things, and I'm acting like I know what he's talking about, but it was always fun being down there with him, just watching him, just watching football.
How much did you benefit from that kind of exposure to the game at such an early age?
The one thing I think I benefited just from film study, I mean, just being around it at an early age really helped me now throughout my college and hopefully in my NFL career, just being able to study film, being able to sit there for hours and not get bored watching film, because that's something I think younger guys really, they get bored by film, but I really enjoy and I can watch it all day.
Preston Brown is our guest, Bills linebacker, middle linebacker, third-round pick from Louisville. He's going to the Rookie Symposium. What do you hope to get out of the Rookie Symposium this week, Preston?
That's a good the secrets and the info from the NFL greats that will be there this weekend and some info, financial planning, and anything else I can gain. So I'm just going in with open mind, trying to gain as much info as I can this weekend.
And you mentioned how you've pretty much been going nonstop since the end of your season with Louisville with All-Star games and the combine and the draft and all the workouts. So when the symposium ends this week, by my count, you'll have about 3 weeks off until you have to go to Rochester to training camp. What's your plan for those 3 weeks, Preston?
Those 3 weeks, I'll be back training with my dad in Cincinnati and at our training facility up at Ignition in Cincinnati and just trying to get ready for camp because there's not really that much time we can go off a vacation and like that. It's just trying to get ready for camp right now.
It's coming quickly. Preston, have fun in Cleveland this weekend. Thank you very much for being on the air with us tonight. Good luck down there.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Preston Brown is the third-round draft pick of the Bills, middle linebacker from Louisville, and he and the rest of the Bills rookies are headed to the NFL Rookie Symposium. It's the 17th annual. The NFC rookies are there now. The Bills and the AFC rookies arrive there tomorrow, stay through Saturday with special symposium topics of history, wellness, professional experience, workplace conduct. Some all-time greats, including Aeneas Williams, Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee this year, will be there to talk to these rookies about what it's like, what it's really like to be in the NFL, the NFL Rookie Symposium this week. They also take a tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Preston and the Bills rookies, the AFC rookies, will be there Friday, 9:30 in the morning. That's the way you get immersed in NFL history, the Pro Football Hall of Fame right down the road in Canton, Ohio.